Hello. Hello. How are you? Good? Well, it's a very silly episode. They're all silly. What if I was the angry guy defending that my show was silly? My show is silly! And it always fucking has been. Maybe not the best bit in the world. Sorry I don't have that bailouts jingle ready to roll. But I don't. What if I did? I don't. Okay, so there's that. And that was fun. Today's a two-parter. Although we might do a show, we're in Philly. Hanging out at Helium after the show, we might just do one, but I wasn't sure, so we did a two-parter, and just wanted to tell you that. It was just me, Blake Wexler, and Eric, and a friend of Blake's, a comedian, Kevin. How you doing, Kevin? You're doing good? Well, that's good. I'm not asking him now. I'm asking him, you know, if he's listening to the show. You think he would listen? He does listen. All right. This is getting absurd. It's absurd. So it's a two-parter for that reason. So I'm going to Philly. Looking forward to it very much. And we're all wrapped up. What are you talking about? What am I talking about? What are you talking about? How you doing? I'm sorry I ever brought up that bird clipping the wings thing. I really am. I'm not, and I am. Some very nice people were explaining to me that animals evolve. I get it. I wasn't meaning that you shouldn't have birds. People are like, did you get an email? No, not really. Just nice emails explaining to me that animals evolve. And by the way, that doesn't mean they evolve. They evolve not if we force them. Like, different evolving than if you take a fish and put it in a fish tank. But I've had fish, and I've had parrots, and I have a dog, I get it. I was just speaking, in the perfect world, would we do that? Take animals out of their natural environment and force them into a different environment. Yes, I get it. Birds don't need wings when they live in our house because we feed them and they're not in danger of needing to get away from other animals. I get all that. I should take that aggressive tone out of my voice. That's what I should fucking do. I was just speaking. Well, we talk about it on the show today. All right. I think you understand now. Do you? Now I'm thinking about not using this as the opening. Oh, I am. Because you know I am, because you just heard it. All righty. I love you. You're special. I'm proud of you. And we'll eat some pussy. All right, bye. Enjoy the show today. It's very silly and very fun. I'm taking Black Wexler to the hospital today, get him on a little bit of medication. Why would I say that? Because he's fun. I'm fun. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, this is real.
We're finally doing a real podcast.
Yeah.
We're recording just now.
Wait, you... All right, I guess that's...
That was a real moment.
Of course it's real.
You make that noise.
This is fun. It's real.
Now I'm doing an impersonation of it to try to tone it down a little. Those are the moments you... I've said this before where you don't want to leave in because you're like... You really were like being silly at a different level.
It's real.
Because to me, I was saying that it's like the podcast, like, you know, it's like, it's real. Maybe I will take this out. Well, it's like stand-up. Anybody could do stand-up, but it's still legitimate. Still legitimate.
Yeah.
We'll take this out.
Makes the good stuff better.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. What do I... This is harder than I thought, Chris.
Todd, you're getting...
How do you get rid of this?
Just get off that screen.
How?
Just move the cursor all the way down.
I don't know
how to do it. All the way off of that thing.
Yeah?
Click that box. Just
there?
Yeah.
Look at you.
And don't click that pause all because that's your problem.
I know. I never hit it. I don't know why it kept going on.
All right. Well, we're good.
Chris isn't here, where I'm a little bit nervous without Chris. And Katie's not here. Even though I'm nervous without Katie here and I'm nervous without Chris here, it's sort of fun. It's like
I feel like we're being bad.
Like our you feel like we're being bad?
Yeah.
Why?
Like we snuck in and turned on their equipment.
Yeah,
we
like
we're supposed to.
It's like, got a fun vibe. Like I feel like our parents are away.
Exactly. Like we don't have a babysitter. Like, no. Let Todd, Blake, Eric, and Kevin have the house for the night and we're just eating popcorn with chocolate on it.
We can do anything we want.
We can jump on the bed.
We can.
Let's jump on the bed.
I've jumped on the bed. Have we ever? I actually do love it. There's nothing like jumping up and down on a hotel bed.
You're right.
Kevin Lee is here. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to him later. We'll talk to him later. All right. Let's. I don't want any edits today. Here we go. I want to make it like an opening like they do for those, in those like they try to do it on Dr. Phil a lot. They show behind the scenes.
Camera one rolling.
Cue the music.
You know, it's like
very like that's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not that shit.
2R, 2L.
Hold on. Wait. Here we go. Let's turn the volume up.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't.
Hello?
Ever
what if
get,
I stoop to the lowest type of comedy?
Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd. Hey, it's Zach. El Zachas. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Yeah, come on, dear.
Todd Glass.
Changing the opening.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan.
Well, it might be someone for the first time listening. This is the show they picked. I'm going
to
let it breathe today.
Podcast,
it's Brian Regan, everybody.
I don't know. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Oh, I guess it is a popular show. Mark Maron?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
Get more listeners.
He's very funny podcast. The Todd Glass Show can be found at Nerdist.
Oh, that's Jimmy Fallon.
Todd Glass.
This is, this is the real deal. Who's this? Oh, the guy who introduces Jimmy Kimmel?
High atop Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, yes. Let's see how well I can do this. Chris will take the intro music out, but then he has something else in the background. Shit. Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. How'd you like that?
Nice.
I've never done this before. Well, I mean, I've done it in the hotel room with Daniel. Isolate that. I've done it in the hotel room with Daniel, like where we just do a live show from Tahoe, where we did it in D.C., and then I just do the soundboard, like, not like this, just maybe one or two cues. But now I feel like this is... I've never done it in studio before. And it's hotter than I thought. Nope, that's hotter than I thought. There you go. All right, let's turn it all off. Let's get it all off. Okay, here we go. Oh, yes. That's all you got to do is calm down and realize it's all good. Let me put the volume back up in case I need it later. And here we go. This is it. This is the real deal, people. All right, here we are. So I'm already... I'm going to turn the fan on. Slower I go, the more fun we have. You know, you got to just take your time. This is going to be a fun episode. Eric is here.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks how for
are
having
you?
Me.
How high are you?
How are you?
How high are you? How are you?
How high are you?
How are you? How are you? Not at all. I feel great. I feel clean. I ate good today. I juiced.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey.
Steroids?
No.
You buff?
I did. I juiced at the juice at the place at the CJ's Cafe on Pico. If you want to know, I'm there every morning at around 8:30. If you want to come by and say hi, I sign autographs, whether you want them or not. Hello. Blake Wexler's here. Hi, Blake.
Hello.
And a friend of mine now and a friend of yours,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Lee. God damn it, I'm good. I make the guests feel welcome. These other shows, they don't.
Nah.
Oh, sit over in the corner. We might talk to you. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, man.
Fuck it, man.
Fuck it, man. Oh, today, I do not want you to forget. I want you to do the guy, I'll fuck your muddle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. First of all, look, I want to go very slow here, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Well, last week, I looked at the picture of me choking you.
Right.
Because I knew, even in character, Blake, I wasn't going to shut you up unless I seriously put my thumbs against your Adam's apple a teeny bit.
You did.
Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, if I was really trying to choke someone, a 10, I was at about a 6.
You were.
No, a 5. How about a 5?
I would say...
Be honest.
No.
Oh, you felt it. You're the one that knows.
You're right. I would say it was, as far as the chokehold, it was
10 is the hardest, genuinely. And by the way, don't be so afraid to say, in all fairness, like comedy aside, it was a 3 or a 4, or was it a 6? What was it?
I would say a 5.5. But you were also shoving paper in my mouth at the same time, and you were applying a pressure to my teeth that distracted me.
Chris, stop it. I blame him. Yeah. He's not here. Oh, by the way, okay.
Chris comes in and messes up, and then he leaves.
By the way, there's that. But I want to talk about this real quick before we get through these things here. Chris came over to my house last night, and because he's not here now, to help me just create a board for the show today. And first of all, I love Chris. He really is funny. And he eats like I eat. And it's scary. It's really scary. He just eats, and it's like, Chris, I go, I'm not yelling at you, Chris, because I eat the same way. Like, I get it. Like, it makes me want to eat better. If I'm in public, though, I can eat good.
Yeah.
But by myself, it's just, I don't know. I he might be a teeny bit worse than me, but it's not that big of a, it's like, you know what? I'm not that much better. So I'm like, Chris, eat, no bullshit, Chris. Eat like the President of the United States is sitting at the table. And the way he was eating, I almost shit in my pants. It was so funny. The way he was drinking his water, he was putting his cup up to his mouth and then moving it straight out a foot and down. There were no soft curves. Yeah. It was all like hard. He thought that if the President's there, you must go up into your mouth to drink, and then a foot away from your mouth and back down to the table. There's no soft curves. Right. He would take the food, he would eat it, lift it up a half a foot, right into his mouth, and then he'd put the... I don't know if I'm explaining it very well, but he really had me laughing. And then he showed me some episodes of
Bob's Burgers.
I fucking love it. The expression that I use a lot, it has to breathe. You do have to, because Family Guy, within 20 seconds, it's like boom, boom, boom. But if you expected that from every show, you wouldn't have any other favorite shows. Chris said it great. He goes, well, in the words of what you say, let it breathe. And you know what? I watched 3 of them. I really liked them. I loved it. I was giggling on the couch last night watching it. Just, it was making people go out and get me McFlurries.
People?
Friends. People. I have McFlurry runners at my house.
Yeah, you have runners.
So anyway, that show, watch that show. I really like it a lot. And the mom, holy shit, I love the voice. Who does the mom? What's his name?
I have no idea.
There's Eugene Meerman does a voice who's very funny.
I know
Dan Mintz.
I know. That character Dan does is awesome.
So great. And Kristen Shaw, I think, also does a voice, right?
How's she? Yeah. She hot?
She, big, big hotness. she's got pussy for miles.
All right,
such not an attractive thing.
All right, so yeah.
The bigger the pussy, the better.
The bigger the pussy, the better. Guy that doesn't know how about pussy when he's around his friends.
Yeah, I want to be able to walk the plank off that pussy.
Yeah, I like a big pussy I can swim around in. By the way, I am going to talk more about the pussy tweets.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, my favorite one, and I couldn't retweet it, there's so many. I like them because even the verbiage, people get the harshness of it. And once in a while, someone will tweet at me, hey, Todd, did I miss something? I don't get it. Like, help explain this joke. I go, and I always go, they're so crass, they're funny.
For right.
me, that's the only way I can explain it in a tweet. They're so crass, it's funny. Who says, like somebody write, Todd Glass, I know it for a fact, he loves fucking the pussy. Who talks like that? I love fucking the pussy.
I know it for a fact.
Yeah, I've seen him. Let them eat pussy.
That's really funny.
Let me see
That's
who wrote
so
that.
Funny.
It was hilarious. It made me laugh. Hold on. Let them eat pussy. Travis Bales. Travis. Travis Bales, let them eat pussy.
You called me in a panic the other day just saying, I can't stop.
Because once I start retweeting them, I get into this thing and I go, well, I don't want to lose people that like, but I think if that's so much my sense of humor. It's so stupid and ridiculous and over the top and, you know, but anyway, let them eat pussy. And then somebody wrote me, who did this? Taylor, how do you say that? Bernard? Is that right, Eric?
Yeah, that's what that was.
Taylor Bernard. Please, sir, he took the Oliver, a scene from Oliver, but he put my face on top. Please, sir, can I have some more pussy?
That's so funny.
And I liked the way he made me look. That's how I should look. About 15 years old. Anyway, I mean, that's how I feel in my head.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, you want to look? Oh, you didn't see it, Eric?
Oh, no. Todd, great. That's Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd, no, they just put Michael Cera. That's, you're so.
I think that's how I look. Yeah. That's the way I look. Todd, that's, you know, I can't even think of somebody right now.
A young actor.
Yeah. Okay. All right, hold on. Okay. Oh, we're going to have fun today. We're going to have such a good time. People are good that are listening. Are you good? Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Oh, my God. I love doing that. Because somebody is right now. We're in their ears right now. This is such a privilege. Do you know it's a privilege?
It's an honor and a privilege.
Now that you have that privilege, you literally get to say things in people's ears. That's a privilege. I don't take that privilege lightly, and I'm not shitting around. That's why I do things like this. What do you want to do with the privilege?
And I don't take this lightly either. All right?
Think of the Three Stooges. By the way, I never liked the three. What, Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Stooges.
Can I tell you? And by the way,
the Three Stooges are three Jewish brothers who live around the corner from me.
Three Stooges.
The Stooges.
I thought it was three. It's Three Stooges.
Stooges.
I used to thought it was soap opera till I was 32. Soap opera.
Right.
I didn't know it was soap opera. So it was soap opera.
I thought it was
Regis Philbin. If I don't remember, who cares?
Who cares? He'll be dead in a year.
Don't say that. He's going to live forever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the Three Stooges. I never liked them because I thought they were so mean to each other. I couldn't. I swear, when I was younger, it bothered me. I'm like, why has he got to be so mean? Like, it would really bother me. Like, and I got it. Like, but maybe I didn't get it. Like, I mean, I got it was a show, but I thought, God, he's so, you know, just hitting them all. Just, what the fuck? You ain't so great either.
Yeah.
Why don't you go off on your own if you're so great? What are you fucking yelling at them all the time? If you're so great, go off on your own. You knucklehead. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay. Here's... Is there anything over here we can play? Oh, do we have some good stuff today?
That's
like
saying I never liked Abbott and Costello because Abbott never had a fucking clue what Costello was trying to say.
Well, no, I don't know. At least they weren't mean to each other.
I thought that was a sound effect.
I don't know what that was. All right, listen, we're going to go nice. I feel so relaxed today.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm excited to go to Philadelphia to play Helium, see my niece and...
Oh God,
Katie, and then
Can I tell you say something that you said about her during? If we can't, we'll edit it out. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's got to be nice. It's my niece.
Well, what you said wasn't nice. You said it. Can I just?
Well,
say? But it's funny. You said it lovingly.
She listens to the show.
Okay. Well,
what did I say?
You said she had a little too much to drink. I mean,
okay,
she wasn't out of control.
Oh, okay,
she had too
much to drink. I don't mind because then I'm making a judgment on her when she's drinking. First of all, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this.
Okay.
I adore Katie.
Yes.
Not only do she's my niece, but I've learned in the last so many years since she's been dating Paul, her boyfriend, like we enjoy each other now. Like I like going out with her. You know, she graduated from college, and like I like going out with her and her boyfriend. Like we have a good time, so I enjoy her company. So it's one thing to be my niece. You know, you can't. It's your niece. You have no control over that. It's your niece.
Right.
But I like her, and I like her boyfriend. So all this is said comedically. Yeah, yeah, fuck, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, of course. They were both fun, and they had a great sense of humor, and we all laughed about it. But at the bar, she was, you know, a little drunk, and then you said,
"Oh, we didn't." Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you said, "Katie, you shouldn't drink so much. It ruins your complexion. No one wants to fuck a girl with bad skin." And you say that to your niece, I literally, a comedian fell off his bar stool laughing. So,
well, first of all, the
it
reason.
Was so funny.
I'm not even embarrassed at that at all because no, Katie so, got the joke.
Yeah.
Like, she goes, she gets it. Like, what, no uncle says that to her niece. You know? Katie, you drink some water. Your complexion's bad. Nobody's going to want to fuck you.
Fuck a girl. You want to get your niece laid, and that's you being a good
uncle.
Well,
she's got a boyfriend, so.
Yeah.
Paul.
So you did a good job.
All right, so listen. Remember we talked about I'm going to make this quick. The parrots with the cutting of their wings. It's funny when you do something you forget. You think you cross all the T's and dot all your I's, but you forget. And somebody wrote in, Adam, how you doing, Adam? You know, when you cut a bird's wings, they grow back. Yeah, I do get that, but I didn't make that clear. I know they don't just cut them off. They trim the ends of the wings and then they grow back, but it does prevent them from having flight. But, you know, it's all good. I don't want to make anyone not have their... Hey, I grew up with we had parrots and birds, so mm-hmm. I get it. I was trying to look at it from another angle. They separate... Like, the same thing with the declawing of them. You know what I mean? Like, we declawed our cats, but I was able to go... Before I make fun of PETA... Well, here's why I always think. We always look back on the people. We used to look at the hippies. Like, they were crazy. And they weren't so much now. Basically, they got it right in a lot of areas. I remember my mom having a friend, Rachel. God, is this worth talking about? When my mom was whatever age she was probably about – she was married and she was having some problems and she went to therapy and it actually did good for her. And then she met a girl in there. Her name was Rachel. Rachel was a little younger than her. I think my mom was like 23. Rachel was like maybe 20. She was a younger person. But they developed a friendship. Rachel moved off to California and became pretty much a hippie. They lived in this house in a communal – Is that right?
Communal
property. And it was like my mom went to visit her once and brought home pictures and we saw the birth of her child. They videotaped it then. But Rachel was like very okay, hold on. So and then when I was 13, I wanted to go there. I wanted to go there for my bar mitzvah. I wanted to go. And they lived at this point, they bought like 10 acres. So do you follow it? They have a friendship. They keep in touch through letters. And then Rachel, whenever she was in Philly, they met at therapy, you know, and they would be talking. And then they just had a casual conversation here and there. And one day, Rachel needed a ride home. And my mom said to my dad, hey, do you mind if we ride her home? And they did. And then they switched. Whatever. The relationship grew. Whenever she was back in Philly, Rachel visiting her mom, Tema, we became friends. And we knew her as little kids. We love Rachel. But Rachel was larger than life. Her and her husband, Johnny, and they were like real, what you would say, hippies. And we knew them. And then they ended up moving to Sacramento, I think. And they lived in this like cabin. And then they had a bus that they turned into a house. And they had 5 acres they bought. After their mom died, they bought 5 acres of property or 10, and they grew pot on it, and they lived in the bus. And when I was 13, I went to visit them.
That must have been the most fun trip ever.
It was. I didn't smoke pot yet. I wish I did, but I didn't. But it was crazy experience. But let's go reverse now. Before I even went to visit them, when my dad went in, like whatever, I was in second grade. My dad needed open heart surgery, and we didn't know who to watch us, you know, because my dad had to go to Cleveland Clinic. That back then, that's where you had to go. So we didn't know who was going to watch us. And it was like, I think my parents had a test run with some woman that came in and we didn't really like her. And Rachel came with Johnny and her kid, Jonathan, and Sita, their little daughter. And I mean, they looked like hippies. Johnny had looked like, you know, who's a singer that got long?
Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson.
Jinx, owe me a bloke. You owe me a Coke. Okay. You owe me a Coke. Right.
So, they would drop us off at school and Johnny would walk in and people were like, what's going on? But they were ahead of their time. And I remember in 1973 maybe, her bringing a burlap bag to the grocery store. And it was like, it annoyed the people at the grocery store, I remember. And she didn't flush when they peed, which, you know, I know some people still do that. But it was all that stuff. And you look back, you're like, she was right.
Yeah.
Whether you think we can reverse the planet or not, why not, while we're here, respect the planet? So my mom introduced me, and I remember them talking about karma, you know, 1970. And so what were we talking about?
Well, just the fact that just because they were hippies doesn't mean that, you know, they were wrong. about of course everything, not. Or that they were weird. Like,
oh, that's what I meant. So go full circle. Whenever we look at a group of people like, oh, they're that, and then I think, well, it ends in, when time passes, we end up looking back like they were right. That happens a lot. So that's why I think with PETA, are there extremists? Yes, I get it. But the bulk of what they're saying, I get it. Anyway, you're fine. Your parrot is great. Ah, hello. Anyway, I just wanted to make him happy. Anyway, so that was a long story. You good? All right, we're gonna rip through this, and then Blake and Mr. Lee, Brian, Kevin. Jesus Christ! Edit that out and put it in. Let me give you a drop. We'll fix that. And of course, we're here with Kevin Lee. Let me give you a few ones in case I mess up his name later. You'll just go back in and fill it in later.
Okay, go.
Well, Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee. Okay.
Say it like a question. Kevin
Lee. Kevin Lee?
Yeah, there you go. We're good. Yeah.
You feel really bad for Kevin Lee. He just told you the saddest thing on earth. And just say, oh.
Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee? Hello? All right. Gabby. Gabby sent me in an idea. When some people are really loud on their cell phone, I do this already, Gabby. You were saying, I start answering them. If you're so loud, people go, I go, I don't know. You'd be on your phone.
Yeah, so anyway, we closed the merger. I mean,
why'd you close the merger?
I mean, what do you think I should do in that situation?
Well, what I would do is,
I mean,
and then look at me and go, why are you talking? Oh, what I would do, I close the merger. What I would do.
Oh, no, I'm on the phone right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm in a private conversation.
I thought you were talking to me. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just on my phone right now.
No. Did you say there was a... So anyway, there's that. Just me and Gabby think alike.
That's a good bit.
Look at me and you, Gabby. You want to fool around? You want to fuck? That's got to be good in the ears. Did you say there was a hummus truck?
Yes.
Did we talk about this on the show last week or not?
I don't think we did.
It was back at the house.
Yeah.
Where'd you see a hummus truck?
I was in Boston, and they had converted an ice cream truck. They painted it yellow, and they were passing out free hummus out of it. And a man walked up.
Wait, did the hummus come out of the ice cream dispenser?
You know, when you turn the soft serve.
Yeah. Oh, that would be, yeah. No, I don't know if it, that was a funny right, joke, go. Is what okay. I should have said.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Why was no, it doesn't.
Well, I could call and check on it and waste 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But so this guy walked up, and like he was a homeless fellow, mm-hmm. and he walked up and said, "You guys selling ice cream?" And they're like, "Oh, no, actually, it's hummus."
Hummus.
And the guy goes, "I don't know what the fuck that is." And just walked away.
You know what? The guy was right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I do like hummus. I actually really like hummus. But no one's running after a hummus truck.
No.
You know when you hear the ice cream truck, jing, 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 jingling, jing?
Yeah.
You know, you run after it. But no one's going, fuck, I missed the hummus truck. Oh, you know what? I would. I take it all back. Edit that out. Preston, Chris's friend, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to be at the Laughing Skull in March, like March 14th. He suggested that maybe I've done I think we've talked about this on the show. I've done mushrooms once.
Right.
I've done mushrooms once. I did have a good experience because my friend Gina was there and I took so little. I mean like a smidget. She just made us wait. I think you can have a good experience with mushrooms, but you got to have time. You can't just take, "Well, what do you think? Should I take a half?" You could take a quarter and it could be too much. So take a quarter of a quarter of a quarter and wait a half an hour, wait an hour. What do you got? If you take the whole night and you go, "We're going to be here for 9 hours or 10 hours or whatever," and that's how long I want everyone to stay. it was a good so Preston goes, "When you're in Atlanta, we'll go to the aquarium." I'm like, "Well, here's the problem, Preston. I don't do well in public. You know, I gotta sit somewhere." So he goes, and he's not joking. He goes, "What about if we put you in a wheelchair and we push you around?"
Oh my God!
You know, like you have a problem with your leg, or not a problem, like like put a brace on it, like, you know, like no big deal. It's not like you're taking the wheelchair from anyone else. So in that aspect, I don't mind it at all. It's not a matter of that, because you could say you got your leg out of a cast. They have 30 wheelchairs. If I was taking a wheelchair for someone, obviously I wouldn't do it. So the joke isn't here, "Oh, you're gonna act like you got your leg out of a cast." No, that's not it. All this is about is, could that be a lot of fun? First of all, I like the idea of not, you know, walking and being on mushrooms and having them push me in front of cool fish. I think it would be fun. Preston could look like my son.
I picture you with just a blue blanket over your legs.
Over my knees.
And sunglasses, and like orthopedic sunglasses. And what if someone recognized you? Todd Glass.
No, I'm not. I'm not Todd Glass.
I see it as a hover round. He's got a bag of mushrooms in one hand and the joystick of the hover round in the other.
Sometimes I see people Target in those little carts. I go, "Do you really need that?" I asked the wrong person, though. I looked down, they had no legs or arms, and half their body was missing. That's not nice.
What I was
That isn't nice.
It isn't. You should go to Coca-Cola World, because last time I was there, I went with my family, and at the end, they have 70 sodas from all around the world that you can try. Like, they have Coca-Cola.
All around the world.
And you could get, like, Coca-Cola from, like, Africa or Coca-Cola from China, and they have 70 that you can try, but you're only supposed to put, like I don't know, like, a little bit into the glass, and one guy tried all of them. He was an adult. He threw them on the ground.
Hold on. Is the soda different in Africa than...
Yeah, they have, like, either more sugar or less sugar, like the... Yeah.
Where were you at when you did this?
In Atlanta, in the Coca-Cola World. It's where their headquarters is.
I don't know if I'll go there, but I like this.
But the funny thing was, is like this adult couldn't stop drinking all the soda, so an adult man threw up all over himself because he drank too much soda, like a child.
I sort of understand that. Like, I understand
Kings.
Yeah,
I would do that too.
I understand Kings. Is it true that, be honest, does anyone know the answer? Is it, I don't think it is legend, but I think it really, they used to, what do they call it? They would purge themselves. I could get it. It makes sense. Like food.
Oh, so they could eat more.
Yeah, in a vomitorium.
Yeah.
Really?
They would stuff themselves, party, have a great time. When they couldn't eat anymore, they would throw it up so that they could be gluttonous and have more.
I wish I could do that just one night. Maybe two nights. Do it a whole week. Who gives a shit? I don't know where to go first here today. You know, I'm so excited to do this. I should just do what I'm excited to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I like to introduce... We have to have Kevin Meaney on the show. Because if any... Isn't he, Kevin? Look, if you expected everyone... I'm definitely... I like repetition. And obviously, you know, Kevin, there's repetition, which and I just find it funny. How do I say this where I want it to resonate with people? Nobody has ever – I've never seen someone annihilate like Kevin Meaney, except for Kevin Meaney. Brian Regan is in that league, but it's just a step up. It's crazy. So if anybody would respect my opinion, I would hope they'd go, okay, if Todd's saying that, I got to fucking – you know, if I know about the guy already or check him out. But it was just – in the beginning, when I first started seeing Kevin, half the time he would, you know, annihilate. The other time he would not do well with the audiences, but the comedians always loved it. He wasn't trying to bomb. It wasn't cool to bomb. At least my perception of it was he was doing his act. It wasn't like he was up there, because I don't really respect that if someone's up there not trying. If you're trying your fucking hardest and the audience isn't into you, yeah, I can enjoy that. And but then after his HBO special, I just remember – audiences, you know, I was in New Jersey opening up for him, and I hosted. That's the only spot that was open. I was middling at the time. And I took the host position in New Jersey at Bananas or something, and instead of having it in the little room, it was so crowded, they had it in the banquet room that held about 450, and every night it was packed, and every people were all in there because they loved him. And you know what? As much as it was fun some nights to see when he wasn't going over well, I got pure joy out of seeing 400 people, 450, adoring him. And I remember thinking at that time, some comedians have a double audience. You know, some radio people have a double audience. They have a smart crowd and then they have the, you know.
Yeah.
You had to be somewhat intelligent to love Kevin Meaney. There was no double audience. You know what I mean? The masses had to be. They had to get it and the silliness of it. And it was just like where it would, like, after a while, like, no bullshit. You were like, I'm going to fucking die. Like, it is going to fucking kill me. And look, some of the listening audience knows. This all leads up to something. Well, you will go. When he would tell a joke and he would do something like – we will get him on the show, but he would do something about, well, ladies and gentlemen, problem is, I travel with a globe. The only problem is, when I open my glove box, you can't fit the globe in there. These are map jokes, goddammit. Please try to stay with me. And then he would go, you know, my jokes don't go over. He goes, I don't care. And then he would do this. Now, this is a short version that we got off the internet. Some nights he would do it for he would do it for... It seemed like 6 minutes. I don't want to delegitimize it by going a half an hour. 6 minutes is a long fucking time to do this.
These are globe jokes. I don't care.
Okay. I don't care.
I don't care, I don't care. My jokes don't go over, I don't care. Everybody, I don't care.
Everybody, they don't even know it.
He does not care.
Everybody.
I don't care, I don't care. I don't, he does not care. I don't care. I'm happy-go-lucky, women call me plucky. I don't care.
I don't care.
Look out, Hank Mancini.
Hank.
Here comes Zini Meany. I don't care. One more time. I don't care. Shut up. I don't care. We hate you. I don't care. We're going to kill you. I don't care. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. This is stupid. Making noises on the show. That's not right. Why do you do this to your father and I? Good night, ladies and jellyfish. You've been great.
It's just everything that you want to do on stage. And he, and he it does it.
Keeps coming back to that. What is this?
Todd Glass Show.
Rhyme to rhyme.
Todd Glass Show. Look out, lads and lassies. Here comes classy, glassy. Todd Glass Show. Todd Glass Show.
Can you email me the lyrics to this after we're done?
Yes.
Todd Glass Show. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Jokes don't go over, I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't, he does not care. I don't care.
This is the remix.
Jokes don't go over, I don't care. Everybody, I don't care.
I used to like on certain nights when he would get the voice so raspy. Shut up! Shut up! Get off the stage! It's not funny, you're mocking us! I don't care! I don't care! How would you like to run this ship while I run to the bathroom?
Oh, God.
like I've asked you to actually run it.
Yeah. No, you do it and I'll just... I'll do what I'm actually thinking in my head.
Be the guy.
I'll be terrified.
Be the guy who's so nervous you do nothing for the show.
Yeah, okay.
You do. And okay, you sure? Okay, be confident though. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. No. I can.
Sometimes
do it.
It's a little harder than you think.
I've got this ship. I'll sail it like a captain would.
All right. Because I mean, I don't want to do any edits today.
No. It'll
you
be
sure you're good?
Crisp. Yeah. And how long are you going to be gone for the? Doing like a number one.
45 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I can do that.
So I'll be around 20 seconds. So number two. No, I'll be like your friend who only thinks. Okay, I won't talk about that.
Okay,
so I'll be quick.
Okay, yeah, I can handle it. You're gonna come back?
Yeah, I'll be right.
You're
back.
You're coming right.
Talk about something. One of your funny stories.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember, Blake, I'm leaving you in charge.
All right, okay, it's ever gonna be fine. Where are my notes? I have my notes right here. Oh, fuck, I dropped them. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck my face. This is the worst fucking experience. I'm doing all right.
I'm just fine. It's going. The ratings are through the fucking goddamn floor. So I am telling you, the one about how I just went to the bathroom in my own pants. Tell. Oh my god, I forgot to leave out food for my dog.
It's going fine!
Oh, I wanted it to! Oh, it's chime in every once in a while!
Blake, take a deep breath, Blake! Stop! You think I'm upset?
Don't be mad. Please
not
don't
upset
be
at all.
No,
I'm not upset at all, Blake. Can I tell you the way I really feel? I'm so glad you even honored that you were willing to do it. I'm not upset. I don't even care. I really don't care. I'm being honest with you. I don't.
Are you sure?
I don't care. I don't care.
Are you? So you don't care at all?
No.
I don't care. Everybody,
you're okay with this? You seem very loose and
I don't care.
You're
listen,
all right.
Listen to Kevin Meaney. He doesn't
Todd,
care.
Are you sure you don't mind?
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
This isn't bothering you at all?
No.
All right. This isn't in your mind.
Oh, lucky. Gonna, girls, call me Pluck Puck Plucky.
I don't care.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like to do impersonations. This is Kevin Meaney.
Yeah.
Of celebrities' dogs. He used to go, Scooby-Dooby-Bow, why do you do impersonations of celebrity dogs? Frank Sinatra's going to have one of his helpers come down to that comedy club, and he's going to make you stop doing all those impersonations. Why do you make jokes about that? That could happen. Hello, Mr. Meaney, I work for Frank Sinatra. I think you should drop the dog impersonation out of your act. Matter of fact, drop all the impersonations out of your act. I don't like it. It's disrespectful. Like, I love in his mom's version.
Yeah.
And in his depiction of his mom, she always didn't really understand comedy. She'd always go, why do you go down to the Comedy and Magic Club and make jokes on stage about the hotel not being nice? The owner of that club is going to find out you're doing that and fire you. Anyway, I hope he doesn't hear this because I think I bastardized, well, you know what I'm talking
Butchered.
About. Anyway. Is that really the music you play, what you told me? You said you play that music. Can I tell the crowd?
Yeah, no,
why don't
go
you
for
tell
it.
Them? When do you play that? Every day when you do what? Tell them what you said. I'm putting all the pressure on
I
you.
I remember when Todd cut my time down from 10 minutes to 5 minutes.
You bring that up a lot. Wait a second. Tell me the truth. What happened when we were on the road together? Did that bother you?
Mm-hmm. No, you cut it down. No.
I heard you got a massage.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Who bought it for you?
My girlfriend, Geraldine.
That's right. And where did you... You don't remember the name of the place?
It was called Detox Spa, I think, in Los Feliz. And they had a thing... Have you gotten massages before?
Yes, I have.
It was awesome. Like, because they set you
I
up...
I get a happy beginning.
Oh.
Yeah, get it out of the way. Because then I can think about the massage. I go, just do it. You get it out of the way.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's like having the headliner go first. It's like, oh, now I can relax and watch the rest of this shit.
Right. Just let me do that and enjoy the massage.
Yeah, peak early, relax for the rest of
right.
it.
Right. So you got a massage and it was nice?
Yeah, it was good. They used hot stone. The whole time I couldn't enjoy the whole thing because I didn't pee before I left. And because they were like, hey, by the way, we want you to get all your time in because she got me an 80-minute one.
Really?
Yeah, 80 minutes. But I was worried the whole time. Like, God, I got to pee, but I don't want to like miss out on 45 minutes of the massage.
Wait, what? You pee for... No, answer the question with... No, you're joking.
Yeah,
but let me ask you this. So, because I've done that before where you think you don't have to pee, and you're right. Like, I'm in the room, and I don't want to... And then I think about it because I'm about ready to get onto the bed. And I've had times where I didn't do it, and I'm sorry I did. I always think, if I have to pee, if you ever have to get a massage, and you think, even if it's a little bit, go fucking do it.
You're right.
You'll enjoy the massage a lot better. Did you ever forget you had to pee?
No, because I'm just really conscious of it.
Because we have the massage therapist on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Is that weird?
It's Alonzo?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Alonzo,
go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, he peed all over me.
Oh, Alonzo.
There was piss everywhere. God. He pissed on my hand.
No. What about the masseuse client agreement that you can't divulge this information? You signed a contract.
Yeah, that's voided when you pee on my hand.
Where's Chris with the hang-ups? Yeah, I love all those things. What is this? Now, I don't even know what this is. Hold on 1 second. What is this?
Todd Glass Show.
All right, enough. Bill Burr's actually Bill Burr's on the phone. Bill, go ahead.
Oh, this is awesome.
Hello, Bill.
Hey,
how you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to talk to you because I saw you on Conan.
Be going like, well, this sounds a lot different than all the other ones.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you sound a little different. You sound like
there's
you're
a reason for that.
The you sound like you're in a
is because the
Bill
Handy Recorder
Bill
H4.
This is what he fucking
Zoom.
Does. Bill.
You know,
I want to see how long he's going to talk. If we, I don't. Let's not interrupt him.
Okay.
He's a fucking diva. Hunk of shit.
Is he okay?
Fuck that recorder and its non-existent digital ass. I've had more goddamn fucking problems with this thing. First of all, they give you a fucking memory card where you can record like just over a podcast.
All right. I don't even want
to. Does he always call and vent to you like that?
Yeah, Bill. Now the line's lighting up again. Bill, hi, it's Todd. How you doing?
What's going on?
How you doing? I know it's you. Hey, listen.
You should be going.
Oh, you're just repeating the same thing.
All
right, that's over.
Yeah.
You know that is over. And when it's over, it's over. It's over. It's over. Oh shit! What time did we start?
A little like 6:10.
Really?
All right. Now let's get into the meat of the show.
Mm.
Let's take a break.
Oh.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
You are? You want to play some? What do we play? Well,
what was that you tried to do last week where you tried to take a break after the break?
Well, I like to enjoy the break music, so let's do that. Let's take the hard break now, mark it, and we'll come back and we'll hear the break music.
Hey, juice, don't take it fast.
The Todd Glass Show.
Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey.
We don't give all that up yet.
Uh-uh.
That's Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
I like the way you fade that
all
out. You're
grown
good.
Up.
Chris Burden don't fade like that.
Mm-mm.
We did not put the video of us all dancing to Tiny Tim because the footage got fucked up. When Tiny Tim, remember we were singing and we were all doing our psychedelic dancing?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't. That's why we didn't put it up. There's something else. And the home song, I get what this person means. We're going to work that into a great bit. So for the person that sent that in, and the other person's cutting their bird's wings. I'm just kidding. What if that's all they talk about?
No, one person's sending in productive emails. The other one's committing wing murder.
This is so happy.
Don't make it bad.
You know, the more you play something, I don't know why, but it does. It's something becomes. Or speaking of Kevin Medium, repetition. I think I don't know if other comedians would go, that's weird, Todd, that you described that you like repetition, but that's what Family Guy is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you also. I mean.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad.
What were you gonna say?
Is like Inside Comedy Baseball, but like with the closer that you'll do the ShamWow bit, the way that you, because that's all about repetition. Your reputation.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad.
Go ahead. And.
Hey.
And I really think that, it's really interesting
hey,
to hear. Todd.
Don't make it bad.
I'm sorry. I just love this song so much. But let me hear your story. So what's going on?
I'm trying to ask you about your career and your side. I'm just wondering. I'm such a big fan.
Tell me about your wife dying. It'll make it funnier.
Okay, yeah, you want
it. That's how much I love this song. I'm sorry. I just love. No, I don't want to make it too sad.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Even in a bit, I don't want to make it sad. Maybe he wants to tell me. Well, there's nothing.
What's happening?
It's got to be sad or it's not going to be funny that he's interrupting
right.
him. I was going
right.
to. The fun thing is, I said, I was thinking, I don't want to make it the guy's.
Well, let's make it financial because I feel like that's.
Oh, he's losing everything he's got.
Yeah.
Plus, you'll be able to, you know, draw from that. Eric, how are you?
How high are
how
you?
Are you doing?
No, you asked before the show. We go, am I allowed to talk? I'm like, don't make me look bad. See, I tell the audience what you say off the air. That way they'll know what you're up to.
Oh, so I am allowed to talk.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
In case anything ever happens to me.
But,
hey, by the way,
Hey, Todd, I have a story.
You know what I do? I tell people. No. What is it?
And you talk over him.
Oh, I just thought it. Hold on. I thought about something. And then absolutely you can tell a story. What if you were just the most malicious person in the world? So you told everybody, listen, I got to tell you, and you pick somebody, if they've been weirding me out, some things have happened. If something happens to me, I know this sounds crazy. Because people do that in real life. You know that? Some people have alerted other people that I'm nervous. Like, if something happens to me, I want you to know this.
Yeah.
But you pick an innocent person, maybe, but they're still a prick, but you want to get even with them for something. So you tell everybody, if anything happens to me, I mean, you know, Bill Rosenblum, and he's been where you tell him a fake story, but nothing where they're going to go punch him. But like, and then you act, you kill yourself. Like you make it look like. And
just
then,
to fuck that asshole.
Yeah, then you leave a note. Don't fuck with me, you prick.
Yeah, you know what? I'll teach you something. I'll kill myself just so you have to be looked at weird by our neighbors.
Right. Oh, what's your story?
I don't have a story, but I thought about
See what I can do without Chris here? I'm very capable. God.
He's unstoppable.
I know.
And Todd, you're making twice the amount you usually do for this podcast.
I did have a thought last
coming
week.
Coming up in the far... Oh, go.
I did have a thought last week, though, that goes along with that, that someone that was talking to me was so dumb and boring that I thought, you know, the only way to get even is if I just kill myself right now. Witness this, asshole.
Yeah.
Deal with this for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, that's what you're doing to me. I want you to know. I know once I die, you're going to say I had to be ill to do this anyway, but I swear to you, I wasn't. Because once you kill yourself, what happens is people go, obviously, I didn't drive someone to kill themselves. And it's really not your fault. The proof, the fact that someone kills themselves almost says it gives them validity that it wasn't them. Because a sane person doesn't kill themselves because one person angers them.
Right, yeah.
It's been a series of events. But it is a malicious thing to go, I just want you to. So that's what you have to say when you threaten them. You have to really get clarity. Listen, I want you to know something. I'm a happy person. I get sad like everybody else, but overall I'm a happy person. And once I die, I know you're going to have a lot of therapists come up to you and a lot of experts telling you that it was my fault. And clinically, they're probably all right. You can't really drive me. Kill myself. I get it. I'm responsible for my own self, and they're going to try to tell you that. And they're going to beg you to listen. You can't go to your – and they'll be clinically right. But I want you to know that I was happy and I'm not nuts. I'm weak, maybe, but you're responsible for this. And then you... I got mean halfway through. I don't know when it was friendly, actually.
Oh, God.
You get the gist of that.
Yes.
You know how you have to make that not mean? The person she does it to is a prick.
Oh, the worst person in the world.
The worst person in the world.
He's murdered people.
Kicks babies.
She's... Oh.
Takes kittens and hits babies with them.
Oh, my...
Yes. I'll be the baby.
Oh. Wait,
I don't know.
No, that's a cat baby.
That's a cat baby. Oh, you know what? You be. What are you? A cool guy?
Yeah.
That sees a cat, huh? And you're talking to a lady, and you go, "That's the cat baby." Get it?
I don't know. I don't think
that's
I
the
do.
Cat baby. Like you see a cat walking down the street, you turn to this woman, you go, "Hey, that's the cat baby."
Is the cat? Is that a cool phrase? Or
I don't know. I think I know what I'm talking about.
That's the tits, baby, and you here's what jumble them. You jumble them around with the back of your hands.
Are you okay?
Huh?
I love it. No, you're not high, are you?
No.
I love it. You seem to have this ability to... It's a compliment.
Oh, I'm out of my fucking mind.
Oh, I don't say it. Edit that out. It doesn't look nice now. Looks like he knows it. You're supposed to be unaware of it.
Oh, yeah. What?
What? You ever hear this? It seriously is one of the only ones I can find. Okay, so let's do another episode of Everything Is... This is one of those shows where I start saying everything's okay, reminding myself it is. I'm having a good time. It's a simple show. I need to concentrate on my guests and not be lurching at this soundboard. That's my problem. Hey, don't make it bad. Take a sad song. Seriously, I can't stop. Can I tell you, I swear to you, when I said that, my goal was to really turn away from the music and like... This would be a different type of a show where we're just really engaging. You know, I like it when it's the music. It would just be a different type. That's what I said. That's what you're going to do. Turn away from the music. And then I couldn't stop it.
And yet, after all that, you did it again.
I know. Because there's something. Why do I enjoy that so much?
It's
there's
a
something,
silly song.
It's not even the song. It could be. It's just the thing that happens. It's like. And I don't want people to think now I'm taking like, and now, okay, now I get it. No, it's something. It's just, you know, it's good. I bet a scientist of comedic engineering.
Ooh.
whoever, someone that could dissect it. Well, is it Pavlovian?
Can I tell you what I'm picturing?
Sure.
That all of us are eating at a like an island restaurant, and every time that plays, a group of four, just a band of four people in leaves, just come in playing all this music, and they're fun. Just every single, hey, yeah.
Oh, it's like in an outdoor. Is it like on a, is it on like an island where like it's vacation
like a,
island?
Yeah, it's like a hut, and to the back of me is the beach.
Yeah,
and then behind you is the kitchen.
Hey, does the restaurant serve the shrimp scampini? I really like the shrimp scampi.
Wouldn't it be funny if the guy?
No. I mean, that's not what we're really talking about.
We're in the middle of a bit.
I like shrimp scampini.
No, I know you do, but it's not vital. Yeah, so they order. So.
It's not really about the story. You're picking out the things about the story. It's not about shrimp scampini. Later
anyway,
we can talk about it.
All right. So
anyway, we went down.
No. So we're in the island restaurant, and I picture like this group of plays a song. Like the group of the band comes in. And like they're all everything's so much fun, and it's just going to be.
It's
perfect.
It's outdoor with like candles and stuff.
Yeah, there's candles. There's the beach behind us.
Oh, I like it.
How much do they charge for this shrimp scampini?
He's ruining the.
No. There's.
How much do they charge? Do you understand? Like,
it's a nice place.
Market price. $14.99.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I know you don't know what you're doing, but you're stopping. We're doing bits, and you're stopping
them. Let's just go back into it. I'm sure. We're okay. So it's $14.99. We're fine with
that. Yeah, that's good.
You add to the bit so you don't think we're just stopping you. Add to the bit like by asking, like being a character. Don't just like don't ask about the shrimp scampini.
Okay. So I know.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Right, I think he gets it now.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So here you go. Set it up again.
Okay. So we're in this outdoor. It's a hut on the islands. Okay. To my back, the beach. Beautiful see-through blue-green water. All right.
Oh.
And then we're talking. We're all having fun. Kevin has this nice margarita, and we're all
candles lit everywhere.
We each have a straw, and then all of a sudden, this band comes marching out. The finest band on all of St. Thomas Island, and they come out, and they're just like, "Oh my God, this is so much fun!"
And they're good.
They're so good, and we're thinking about nothing else.
Well, the band. But the shrimp scampini is better, right? $14.95.
Oh my God.
Can't beat a price like that on shrimp scampini.
You know what? You may as well just talk about shrimp scampini with him. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Instead of rushing
Let's just do it. Let's talk about
shrimp scampini.
All right, let's do the...
How do they cook the shrimp scampini?
Well, I'll be honest. I used to think shrimp scampini was... You had to be... I thought that was a rich item.
I thought it was... It's not?
I don't know.
$14.95. That's fair market.
You're someone who's trying to act rich, but you say a food that's totally not a rich food. Like, here, you want me to do it?
Yeah, you try it.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I used to think nerd rope was, like, you know, like a really expensive thing. But, you know, anyway, I got more successful, and now I'm eating gumdrops.
Hold on, I think I could do what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I remember it, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, I didn't have... listen, enough with that. Enough with it. Seriously?
Stop staring at it.
Motators coming up. We're going to do Motators like a... We're going to fucking dig that bit into the dirt.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about some serious stuff.
In all seriousness.
So my door rings at 4 a.m. And at my... I'm not there to do it yet. I'm not feeling it. I had some fake problem songs. It was fun hanging out with them in wherever I was at in Florida.
Marco Island. There is no one I get along with better on Twitter than Chris Farron, the lead singer of that band. His sense of humor.
Oh, why don't you guys go out?
Excuse me?
Go out with him. I'm tired of hearing about him. Okay, his hair is better than mine. You know what, Blake? Go fuck yourself.
It's better than all of ours. My friend Olivar, he works at the shanty down the street.
I told him when I got up.
And he has great hair.
Wait, say it again. I missed it.
I said, it's better than Olivar's, but then it sounds like Olivar, the guy who works down the street.
What if you realized you insulted us and you had to get out of it? So you changed it instead of Olivar's to somebody, a being. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. It's better than Olivar's.
What?
Okay. Olivar, he's a peg leg, still very adequate in the sport of tennis, but...
I'm committing to this. Okay, listen, Eric. That was a great story, but I'm not really listening because how long ago
he didn't
was
even
it?
Tell yeah. a story.
Well, Eric, I'm just saying it because he told me he feels like I plow over him. So I go, well, wasn't that interesting? Meanwhile, he asked us a question: shrimp scampini. I don't know. I used to think it, maybe I did think it was a rich dish. I also thought that we used to all eat all the shrimp. When we get shrimp, me and my brothers, we all eat the shell and everything. Because when we were little, I don't know why it started as like my mom goes, okay, you can order shrimp cocktail, but you got to order eat the whole thing. So she looked over and she tells a story. We had all eaten the shell.
It was just a miscommunication.
So now we do it. You know what? I feel like I get more food when I eat the shell. It's like part of it. Now.
Right. I don't know if that's food.
It is.
That's exoskeleton.
When you're crunching on it with cocktail sauce, who gives a shit?
You're right. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Do you want to read something?
Please. I'm sick of speaking extemporaneously.
Well, I don't. You know, people say I don't. What did you say?
I meant to say extemporaneously, but I confused it. Hey, sorry. Todd.
Hey, can I tell you something? I'm not even joking around.
Huh?
You might have gotten it wrong a little bit the way you were saying it, but I don't care. I really don't care. So what? You couldn't read it right. I don't care.
Todd, are you positive you don't mind?
I don't care.
Todd.
I don't care.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
It's not even bothering you at all?
I don't care. I don't. He doesn't care.
You're not thinking about it at all.
Listen to the song. I'm tired of you thinking that you bother me, so I'm just going to play Kevin Meaney now. This is the way I feel. I don't care. You misread something. You make me look mean when you like think I would get upset. Why would I get upset with you because you couldn't read something?
Well, didn't upset you at all?
Listen to the song. I'm appreciative that you're here
right,
doing the
right.
show. You're a friend of mine. Listen to the words.
Here comes Zeny Meany.
Now listen to the next part.
Okay.
You made a mistake.
One more time.
I'm going to need it. I'm going to need more. Okay.
Okay. What did you do so wrong? Tell me what you did. You read something wrong?
I messed up a joke.
We hate you. I don't care.
I don't care.
We're going to kill you. I don't care. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
All right. This part I need clarification on.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. That's not right. Why do you do this to your father and I? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You've been great.
You're doing great on that soundboard.
Okay. Go.
Hi, Todd.
Hi. How you doing? Why don't you read the letter and then we'll talk later?
Okay.
What if you're the dumbest guy in the world?
No,
keep doing it.
You keep interrupting like with a
no. Every time you start, I do it. I'll go. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, listen. What's up?
It's the intro.
I'm tired of doing it already. Right. That's what's great when you're not feeling.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? I swear to God, I didn't think I was going to do it again, but then I got in the mood to do it.
I was glad you did.
To George Carlin, I didn't think I was going to do it again.
Yeah.
Now I might, so I'm not going to lie.
Okay. And in all seriousness, I'll just read the letter.
Just read the letter. I'm done.
And I'll read the intro.
I got enough out of the bit.
Okay, you're right.
It's so hard for people now because they're like, is he going to keep interrupting him? Because we expect it, does that mean it won't be funny? I'm going to make it funny. I know you're like, how funny can it be when you all fucking are thinking, we know what he's going to do. He's going to keep interrupting him.
Right.
Maybe I won't.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
is there a chance that I won't? No, not. There's a very small chance, but it's there. And on that fucking little, you think the bit might end. The fact it keeps it alive. So go do it again. I'm not sure if I'll do it again.
All right. Yeah. I mean, all right. Here's the email.
Sure. Thank you.
Entitled.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
There you go.
All
How about
here,
that?
Well, here it is. Hey, Todd.
Hey, what's up? No, seriously, what's up? What are you guys doing?
It's the intro.
Oh, my God. Can I be honest with you? And I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay. I really forgot.
Did you really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll just read the subject.
Just read it. Start quick, because now I know. Shut the fuck up. When it comes to that part, you're not talking to me. It's the person in the letter talking to me.
Okay. All right. I'll start.
I get it.
I'll start with
the subject. It's the person emailing. They're basically saying, hey, Todd, to me.
Okay.
You're just reading it.
You're right. Yeah.
Just read it.
All right. The subject says, hi. All right. Hey, Todd.
Hi. What's up? What are you doing?
All right.
What?
No. It's.
I'd be honest. I forgot.
No,
I remembered right away. At least I remembered right away. Oh, Blake, I'm sorry. Are you perfect?
No. I'm not. No.
That bit's over. I'm bored of it. I'll read the letter.
All right. Hey, Todd.
If you get to the parts that are complimentary about me, because I don't like to. It sounds.
I'll just say I'm a little louder, probably.
No. Go blah 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 blah. Just blah blah blah.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, Todd. Blah 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 blah. Sincerely, Danielle.
All right, there you go. What if I give you 10 of those?
They were all compliments,
and that's the trick. Every week, I go, when you get to those parts, just go blah blah blah. But there's no other part of the letter. Hey, here you go. Here's another letter. Do the same thing. Why am I really handing you paper?
I'm falling for it. Okay, you know, here. No, I have the other letter that you
And by the way, this is another one of those letters.
Right.
If it's, I don't want – if it gets to a part where they're praising
Well, instead
me,
of blah, blah, what's another word that I could say instead?
Just go.
Okay, all right, real quick. Okay. All right. Hey, Todd.
I was born on February 16th. My daughter.
Nothing like playing the bailouts when the other person didn't think the bit was over. It's hard. Sometimes Chris Burden will play the bailouts. I was like, hey, wait a second.
Where's your timing?
I thought the bit was doing just fine. All right, listen.
Hey, Todd.
Read it. Hi, what's up? No, seriously, what's up? Oh, you're reading the letter. I did forget this time.
Okay.
I really forgot this time. Right. I actually did forget. I didn't. I don't want to
this
lose
is,
people.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Should I
even read that part again? I probably should, right?
You know what? Just stop. Can you do me a favor? Pass that part because I'm having a difficult time with it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm being honest.
I understand.
Just start the letter.
Because you can't help yourself.
Just start. No. Just read the letter. Don't do the high part.
Okay.
Just read the letter. Seriously.
Okay. Hey, Todd.
Just read the letter. I'm going to get confused every time.
Oh, you're right. Right. I'm sorry. You're right. Right. Okay. So here is the first line. I've wrote you an email before.
Well, you can't say hi, Blake. You walk over. You start telling me one of your problems. You can't say hi to me,
Todd.
Is there anything funny about that?
Yeah, it's really funny.
I took
funny.
It that
it's
direction,
really
but I wasn't
yeah,
sure
yeah.
if it was right.
You set a trap.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. You don't say hi. I still get to do it. That's right. It is funny. All right, listen. Let's stop the shit. A light just went out.
Yeah,
here.
Let's cut it out.
We have a blackout.
Oh my God.
How much fun would it be if there was a blackout and we can record this show?
It would be the most fun in the entire world.
I would make the audience turn their lights out.
One day, there was a blackout. All my friends came over and we just giggled in the basement for 4 hours.
Where at? At your parents' house?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't own it. They had like a mortgage out on it, but we were living in it.
Hey, do they ever make shrimp scampini? Wait, they don't own. I know what you're saying. I heard you.
No, but I was too busy thinking
my shrimp scampini joke.
Right. Oh, excuse me.
You got to get them in when you can. Eric, are you all right?
Yeah.
You have a Dalai Lama quote?
Peace, love, compassion, amen.
Oh, you really throw it out there like a hunk of shit. Peace, love, compassion. Why don't you sing it? Say it like you mean it. What were you saying, Blake? Anything?
Hey.
Hold on. Before I let you go, Blake, I'm the worst. I'm like Byron Allen the way I conduct these interviews. Stop. Go. Stop. Go.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, shit. Can I be honest?
Be honest.
We can't let this much. Okay. To George Carlin.
Okay.
I'm going to let you read it.
All right.
Oh, now you're even more nervous. You're like, he could break it somehow.
No?
No, I won't.
I know you won't. I wrote you an email before, and I felt compelled to share a quote. I just saw you try to chime in again, but you remember that you swore to George Carlin. See? He won't break it, listeners. I've wrote you an email before, and I feel compelled to share a quote that reminded me of you. Quote, I'm paraphrasing. The sign of a true intellect is someone who is willing to have their minds changed by facts. I love your stance on always trying to convey the truth.
Okay, there it is. I like that. No, because it is true. I know it's
you're right. No, but it
wasn't that a compliment?
What she was saying was so complimentary, but it's so funny where obviously she's saying it for a bigger reason, but just the idea of you having me read complimentary emails to you is so funny.
No,
I have another one right here.
Okay.
Todd, hold on. Todd, I swear to God,
no,
I have another one.
No, to George Carlin. To George Carlin. Okay. The reason, because it did come off different when I read it, I took it as, I get it. Now, I have clarity here. And I know you're just, I know you're teasing me, but defend what you're at least fake coming at me with.
Okay. Excuse me.
When I read that quote, as you were reading it, I went, oh, that sounds like she's complimenting me. But when I read it, I swear to you, the way I took it was, this I thought would be a quote you would like, not attributing it to, oh, because the other way it just seems
yes,
like.
Obviously.
So
yes.
It's like, hey, I thought this quote you'd be like. So I wanted to read it because I genuinely do say, like, when you're getting an email that has a question, bypass the part. For some reason, your instincts are not to sit and read emails.
Yeah.
We just love your, you know, but you get them and they mean something to you, but you don't read it. So I would have never read that. If I thought it was like, you understand
what
I'm saying?
No, of course. And that's
so
why,
that is a
that's
good
why
quote.
It was a bit not. Yeah, it was a great quote.
If taken the way I taken, it wasn't a compliment to me.
You're not reading it because it's a compliment. You're reading it because, like, yeah, this is a thing. If someone else said it, you would have read it.
I don't think she meant it as, do you know what I'm, am I confusing
no,
you?
She meant it here. Let me read the rest of it just
no,
to
no,
put
no,
more
no,
context.
No. I got it. Now listen up. I got it. You guys are scaring me. Okay. I'm going to be in real time here.
Okay.
The way I took it was, there's two ways to take it.
And by the way, we're agreeing right now.
We
so
are.
You know, yes.
I'm scared.
We're in complete agreement.
But Kevin, you don't seem to.
How did you take it?
Okay. I didn't take it as, there's two. I'm going to read it the way, there's two
okay,
ways.
So here,
dear
you
Todd,
read it your way and then let me tell you with
my clarity, and then you'll agree that we're agreeing.
Go
right
ahead,
now.
You tell me.
Okay, right now she said a thing where, because she's in a particular place in her life that she wrote in that email, where that inspired her to do things, you know, for herself and for the betterment of what that quote
this,
is.
And she passed it on to me.
Right, exactly. So that could have been a quote from anyone. Like, it could have been a quote that she read in a book. You just happened to say it, and she passed it on, like saying, hey, this is a great quote that Todd Glass happened to
and
say.
And pass it on to me to inspire me.
Exactly.
The other way, which it isn't.
So that's the true way.
That's the true way.
Now let's do the bit way.
No.
Or the other way.
Well, I don't know how to, because I'm a little lost, but I get it. The other way is, you know, it's like me reading a letter. Dear Todd, I think this quote amplifies what your show is all about. And then I read it. It's like, well, yeah, great. Some quote that what intelligence is. And then I go, oh, that way I wasn't reading it.
Right.
This is the worst conversation in the world.
Here's the version of the joke version of that, of the second thing that you just said. All right. Here, I have a letter right here. So I can read it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to show. All right. Dear Todd, you are a proven headliner. The fact that you've only had one special on Netflix is offensive, and quite frankly, it makes me lose faith in the comedy community. That being said, I think that 45 minutes is not enough for a set that you do at a comedy club. I believe that your set should last for 2 hours. New material, your current material, and the classics. I also...
So this would be like the complimentary letter you're saying?
Right. So that's the funny version that we were doing about that letter,
right.
Which is not what it was. It wasn't a complimentary letter. It was just a good letter. Now, okay, so that's that.
Yes, I feel better now.
Good. I'm glad.
I mean, I was a little lost.
That's fine. Hey.
There's no denying it.
You found a map. You found the X.
What the hell's this? No, have you heard this? I haven't heard it. I'm not even lying. All right. I have to be honest. I got a little lost, but it's all good. This is when I think it's good to admit it, even though later I'm going to get podcast hangover to say I'm high.
It's great.
You got to be where you're at. I have to pee.
You want to recover?
No. There's no recovering. Now that I'm honest with the audience, I just embrace it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I do.
Put the gun down. Yes.
What's this? Seriously, what is this? No joking.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr.
Hey, what's up, Bill? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm just hanging out.
Hey,
I've been busy lately.
Hey, what's
going on? I hung up a photo in my room.
Hey,
what? No.
It's
I have a.
Bill Burr.
Hey, I cooked shrimp scampi.
Hey, what's going on?
No.
He's not even listening.
It's crazy.
Is he having a stroke?
Bill?
Put him back on.
Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I was going to go to Trader Joe's later.
Hey, what's going on?
No, I mean,
he's
I
not even listening.
No, Bill,
hey,
come
what's
on.
Going on.
Bill, what do you have to say?
Let him talk.
Who is it?
Right off the bat, you should be going like, well, this sounds a lot different than all the other ones.
That is what I was thinking.
Yes, it does.
He's not even talking to us.
I think he got like a Galaxy 5.
I think he doesn't know his phone is off the hook and he's recording his podcast. That's what this is.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh my God, he's... Listen, it all makes sense. He's recording his podcast, and he left his phone off the hook.
Hunk of shit.
He's talking about his recorder that he records the podcast.
Yeah, but that's not a recorder. It's his phone. He doesn't know technology so bad. He thinks he's talking to a recorder right now.
Problems with this thing.
Oh, God, but it's his phone.
Let him, I want to hear it.
Fucking memory card. We can record like just over a podcast.
Someone said he's stealing bits from our show.
I feel like he has a temper.
I start the podcast. If I forgot to erase the last one.
He plays background elephant music. That's our music.
Fucking memory card.
Oh, my God. No way.
Admittedly, I'm an asshole.
There's no way he'll bail out of this at all.
Oh my God!
Fucking Billy Redface went the other day.
All right, Bill.
He plays betting music. He plays the elephant betting music. Let's listen to him.
Fucking memory card. Some 60 fucking 4 gig memory card.
Bill,
I stick it in this thing's fucking.
Are you shitting me?
Little slot there.
I can't believe he plays the elephant music.
He's playing this all through his.
Do you want to format the card? Why? Yes, I would. Handy fucking recorder H4N Zoom douche, right? How childish is this right now? Try not to be mad at an inanimate object, as Joe DeRosa says. But I am. So I put it in there and it says, error. Can't do it. And then I go on the internet, wasting more fucking time of my life. All you technology douchebags out there who just think that this stuff makes your life easier. It doesn't. It doesn't, because it's constantly fucking breaking down. And then I got to go on the internet and I got to try and figure out what the hell's going on.
you know, sifting through all this horseshit, and I found something, and I followed it to the T, and it still says there's a problem. So what do I have to do? I'm in New York City right now, by the way. I'm going to have to somehow get in touch with Bobby Kelly. And I'm going to flip the fuck out, screaming about tech. This is what happens. This is how Bobby Kelly helps me with technology. I call him up. I immediately go on a rant about technology and the banking system. He sits back and relaxes, you know, probably has the phone like 20 feet from his ear. And when I'm done ranting, you know, he'll just sit there and be like, "All right, dude, what's the problem, dude? What do you have?" And I'm like, "This fucking piece of shit, Zoom, fucking it, dude, it's not a piece of shit, dude. It's actually, I've had that thing. It's fucking great."
Yeah, he's doing a show. One.
It's fucking wireless.
He's definitely doing a show, and they're playing.
He talks me fucking through it.
When he called us, he was never talking to us.
Right.
You know, and what kills me is I like the
thought. I love Bill Burr. He's on a rival podcast network. I don't know if we should.
I love Bill Burr. Let's listen to what he's saying.
But I think that's because he's afraid. He's afraid of the feelings that he has for me.
Yeah, he's doing his podcast.
Oh, he's. I mean, at least he's having fun, right?
Adjust these levels. I hope.
Hey, what's going on?
Eardrums here. Anyways, you know what was funny about all this was I was going to make fun of this kid.
Yeah, he's doing his show. I can hear he's doing his show. I can hear he's doing his show. Yeah, that's what he's definitely doing. He's definitely doing his show.
Hey.
Listen.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. You listen to the Monday Morning Podcast. These fucking people that come up with these goddamn fucking recorders, they're cunts. They're fucking cunts. I'm trying to record my goddamn podcast, and these fucking... Hey, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm trying to fucking record a goddamn fucking podcast. And you people, hey, is that me? Ah, fuck, I'm playing my goddamn voice on a fucking loop.
Yes, it does.
I went to Emerson College in fucking Boston. I didn't do open mics at fucking Dick Doherty's goddamn comedy vault to have my own goddamn fucking podcast playing on a loop. What the fuck? Fuck is this goddamn fucking shit? Joe DeRosa!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
it's Bill Burr.
Hey, it's me.
Hey,
you.
What's going on?
Me.
It's Bill Burr.
Hey, what? No, it's. Wait, how are you? How the hell are you? We're trying to do that. It's the month of February. It's Black History Month. Keith Robinson, I'm sure, is going berserk at the Comedy Cellar. Hey. I just released a new album. It's available for $5 on BillBurr.com. It's called Let It Go. Also available. Why do I do this? Huh? I do it because I fucking my girlfriend, Nia. Ah, I love her.
Oh, my God.
I love Bill Burr.
Me too.
He's... Yeah.
You know what I like about... Look, you know what...
No offense.
What?
Your number... Three.
Number three?
He's my favorite comic.
Well, you know what? I'm in good company, I guess.
Louis second.
Fucking three. You know what you are? Since we're giving out numbers?
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're not going to be offended, are you?
No. Just say whatever you were going to say.
Well, 980.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
thank you.
980. I'm not joking around. Hey, you know what I think of that?
Todd, I don't
980, watch. Baby. Coming up. The Unmentionables.
Ooh.
Back in the day, we talked about that on the show that...
Underwear.
Hold on.
Hey, Todd, I'm looking for something. It's right under your... It's right under there.
Try not to be mad at an inanimate object.
Yeah, fuck it.
As Joe DeRosa said.
Hey, I'll sit on any chair I fucking want.
So I put it in there.
Yeah, I put a couple of reupholstered fucking padded chair. I got it from IKEA.
Are you taking stuff? Are you just like... picking up anything, or are you picking up anything he actually talks about?
I'm just doing, just in his tone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I could
do
that. You know, I don't
forever.
Listen to any podcast that much. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's hard to have the attention span, but I do listen to his at the gym sometimes. The simplicity of it is just fucking great. That's why we're changing formats.
It's just going to be you. You're all
it's
fired.
Be me. Everybody else is bullshit. People are...
Dead weight.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I started it over. I was trying to get it so we could pick up later. Like, we have 10 minutes of him talking.
Right.
Shit. Well, let me let it roll now and see if we can get
it. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, let's just listen to the 10 minutes of it in real time.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Cool.
funky.
What are we at, about an hour and a half? I always tell the audience,
almost.
Because this might be the first show they've ever listened to, I hate to ask the time. A lot of the regulars know, but I want to say it again because it looks like I'm disinterested. And to George Carlin, I'm not.
Never.
It's just to pace myself. But never, because I don't like to do it on stage either when you ask what time it is. It takes the audience, you know. Anyway, enough of that.
Well, I think you do it to make sure you don't do 6 hours.
Yes.
Because you would if you didn't know the time. So that's the thing. Like, it's the opposite where, yeah, because I remember we were talking about Philly last year, and you were just like, yeah, I remember you.
So make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey.
Sorry to do this to you, but Chris wants me to play music. So we have, like, we can tell stories, but we got to just do them quick. And this is the shit I got to play. We're back, and we are here with Blake Wexler.
And I just had to leave, you know, like I couldn't hang out super late there, but then you were just like,
don't make it bad.
We'll be back. So stupid. Okay. What were you saying?
Don't make it bad.
We're back.
And I.
I'm sorry. I know the breaks seem like they're getting shorter and shorter, but they're not. What were you saying?
Because.
Go ahead.
Hey, and don't make it. Hey, don't make it bad.
If somebody is in the right mindset, we could kill them. Say, go watch this.
Hey, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it
bad. So funny. No, sir.
Hey, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it bad.
Did we talk about Chris's table manners? Oh yeah, we did.
He's a pig.
No. We don't.
No. He's a horse. No. He's a gargoyle. No. He's a badger. No. He's a cow. No. He's a buffalo.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start a heart to make it better.
Do you mind that I'm playing this? Do you care?
No, I mean, not at all. I really don't care.
Lucky women call me plucky. I don't care.
All right, I think I'm getting carried away. I'm sorry. All right, so listen, another episode of the Unmentionables. Back in the day, they used to call underwear Unmentionables, and I hate it. It says I'm not making something out of nothing.
Right.
It has to do with the stiffness back then. Unmentionable. Oh, that's just unhealthy. What's unmentionable? Something because it touches your
it's
what's
covering
unmentionable
it up.
About it? But it's unmentionable. Now, I know you could go, well, that was just a term they used. No, it was that's how uptight. No one talked about anything. You were afraid to mention your underwear, let alone your son was an alcoholic or your daughter was a lesbian. You were afraid to talk about something that touched your cock or cunt or vagina.
That's funny. You could say cock or cunt or vagina, but the underwear is unmentionable.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the unmentionable exactly. Between your pants and your cock.
Should I have not said the C word?
It's fine.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr.
Hold on. Let's get Bill Burr really on the line. Don't
All
do
right.
an impersonation of him. Let's really get him.
Okay.
Hold on for 1 second here. Bill!
Like, how long could I realistically get away with that?
He's recording a show.
Maybe for a week.
He's definitely recording a show.
Yeah,
before all
like,
you
let
guys
me put that elephant music
other.
In the
He's
background
no
again,
link.
And we
He's
could listen to him for a while.
From us. At which point... I would become the biggest douche on the internet.
So it's the fucking internet. All these people do is fucking comment on my Twitter. They're like, hey, Bill, what the fuck are you fucking talking about the goddamn Boston Bruins for? It's a comedy Twitter. I'm just trying to fucking write jokes. 140 characters. What the fuck am I supposed to write there? Huh? Whoever invited fucking Twitter is a short-sighted fucking cunt. God fucking damn it. I'm doing the Wilbur Theater in Boston, 6 shows this weekend. I hope a goddamn fucking snowstorm doesn't hit and cause goddamn traffic into fucking Boylston Street, you fucking pieces of shit. I went down to the Boston Common. Hey, what's going on? It's me. And, hey. Yeah, don't feel bad. I sound fucking normal. These goddamn technology fucking right. Cunts.
We gotta let's turn that. Just turn the phone line off,
Bobby Kelly.
But let Bill Burst obviously recording his show. But turn our phone line off so we don't have to hear him right now. Turn the elephant music off. Turn it back on in a little while. See if he's still doing his show.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Turn the mic on again. I just want to hear. I love to hear him. Like when you know when you go in the middle and Bill's just like rambling about something and you didn't catch the beginning, but whatever it is, you know it's fucking great just by coming in halfway through it. Actually, turn his mic back on. Turn it so we can hear Bill.
They deserve the fucking death penalty. They should be hung by the neck till fucking dead after chilling in the electric chair. They fucking assholes. You don't fucking do that. Not in the United States of fucking America. I'm sick and tired of it.
Hey, Blake.
Yeah, why?
Turn his mic. Okay, thank you.
Right.
I want to do. Remind me before the show's over. He's recording the show. He's definitely recording the show.
Well, we should just put it on mute and then, I don't know. You want to go back to him in a little
while? Okay, yes. How long does he do his show?
Like an hour and a half sometimes.
Oh, so he'll be on, we have plenty of
time.
We'll be on the same time with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go back. He's definitely recording the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's recording the show.
He's great.
It's funny every time I say that to me. It's like the guy who, yeah, no shit. And he's still figuring it out. Yeah, he's recording the show.
Wait,
yes, obviously.
Wait, what is he doing in that bit? Is he trying to make the phone call or is he recording his podcast?
He's
I'm not sure. No, because this is when I get my opportunity to read my email to you out loud, face to face. So the bit that you were doing with William Burr, was he in the studio doing his own podcast in the corner, or did you have a pre-recorded recording of the way he does it in his own, I don't know,
house?
Who is house?
This? Who would ask this?
Oh, it's Barbara, the girl who doesn't understand the bits on the thing. So I'm just understanding, or trying to understand,
okay,
whether
Barbara.
Or not, yes...
Barbara, I wish I had...
Call me Bob.
All right, I'll call you Barb. I wish I could
Thanks.
Give you the phone voice. That's how bad I would want her to sound real.
Oh, yeah.
Can I switch? Can I give him this?
Sure. Hold on. I'll cover my face.
Well, it's really worth it.
I want to suck your blood.
It's the worst voice.
Damn it.
It's all right.
I want you to...
How about we switch?
It's really... Oh. Well, you have the cup?
Yes. Hot.
Sorry for all the microphone movement.
Am I still on?
Hold on. I'm really sorry.
We can edit it out. I mean, you can. I don't know your technology.
Go ahead, Barbara. You're on the air. What's the problem here?
Hi, Barbara. Is this me, Barbara?
Hello.
You can call me Bob or Shamrock.
Okay, go ahead, Barb. Why am I putting on my phony voice?
I should just be Todd answering the phone. She's calling the show.
Hello, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, you did it again.
No, I didn't.
No, well, this is just me with the phone voice.
Oh, that's fine.
This is not me putting... I'm talking normal now. It just sounds this way on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're on the
phone. You ever had a phone?
All I want to know is about William Burr. Where is he? Is he in the studio? Is he in his hometown?
Actually, I do want to take this off my voice because this woman's pissing me off and I want clarity.
Okay.
You don't... Okay.
Sorry.
We're doing a bit.
Who is?
By the way, for this bit, should
I... What
show
is... Hold
on. Let me ask you an honest question.
Please.
To George Carlin.
Okay.
For this bit...
Yeah.
Should I really try to explain to her what we were doing?
Yes.
Okay. We were doing a bit, Barbara.
Okay, now this is... What is this? This is the Never Not Funnies, or is this the Weirdos? Which podcast am I calling?
Really, you know what podcast it is.
What
the
is
number,
it?
The number they call 1-800-TODD-GLASS.
Oh, so it's all right. I understand. It's the Elwoods. So I'm working on this idea that
Have you
not-
saw Blake Wexler talking into a cup? It looks
right.
like it's going to, it's steaming up.
It is.
It's steaming up, and it looks like it could be doing serious breathing damage to him because he's really got it like jammed onto his face. He
who?
Has like.
What?
Take another picture.
Here's the thing. Is that
that's can't be good
honestly,
for you.
Oh, no. I mean, this is good plastic.
Which
one's that? Hello?
Who is it?
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara. You're on the air.
All right, and this is the point that I want to make, is in the Bill, in the William Burr bit, I'm wondering if he's in the corner recording his podcast at your podcast, if he's at home,
if he's
in an apartment, or maybe it's a duplex.
Okay,
maybe
shut the fuck up.
Fourplex.
Shut the fuck up.
Who is, no, I mean, maybe not talk to me.
Seriously, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to write a negative review. I'm going to give you 4 stars out of 5.
I don't give a shit.
No, I'm going to give you 4 stars.
You're really pissing me off.
Oh, really? Well, it's better to be pissed off than pissed on, and
that's,
I read that
stupid old joke, and you're lucky that Katie's not here, and we don't know how to fucking stop this call.
Oh, well, then I guess this is just going to keep going on until we get really, really sick of it. This is me listening to your podcast. I'm a sicko.
Oh, she's the worst person in the world.
She
knows. She knows that we can't cut her off, so she's telling us how much she hates the podcast.
You
want to
hear about my toenails? They have a lot of gummy bears stuck in between them, because I loathe people like them, but I like put them in my toes instead of my mouth. That's how weird I am. And you want to hear more stuff?
Stop.
Me?
Blake.
Okay.
I hope that people are hyperventilating as much as I'm. That's such a... How do you do that when you're the stone sober? Well, you're hitting down the
sauce.
Well,
you're blackout drunk.
Yeah. Anyway, you have to bring that up?
No.
Hello. Listen.
And you were talking.
Hold on. I gotta start steering the ship in a different direction here. Hey. No. I always use this music when I steer the ship. I feel like I steer it better.
Ships ahoy!
Ships ahoy!
Do you want to?
1,000 ships
on,
delicious.
Turn on Bill's mic.
So I'm like, Jesus Christ, did I miss this guy? So I look up his email.
He's recording the
hilarious.
Show. He's definitely recording.
No, he totally is.
He got the initial link, and we sent him 2 more links, and he hasn't been able to download
it. Is he seriously playing that again?
Okay.
He uses his betting
every
music.
Every time, either that day or within 24 hours.
God.
I just want to hear what he's saying.
Yeah, but honestly, what kind of fucking person has a goddamn email address at AOL.com? It's not 1999. If it was, I'd be at a goddamn fucking Dropkick Murphys concert at fucking Fenway Park. I ain't gonna go see the Sox play. We ain't gonna win another fucking World Series at the 2004 Fair attack.
Wait, Blake, I gotta deal with something right now on the air. Because I know you're a lot like me.
Okay.
And I know because you're gonna have a podcast hangover tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Like, or maybe you won't. I hope I'm not putting something in your head. Like,
I just
fucking think he's funny. Like he and I like that he doesn't always take the stance you think he might take.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he's
a liberal.
Yeah, I feel like he picks on the right people.
Yes.
Like whenever he's mad at somebody, it's like I'm like yes, that's why I like him. He's not angry at the wrong people.
Yeah, I think
does this make sense what I'm saying?
He's the best comic right now. He's unbelievable.
I think you're being rude to him. It's so. Can I tell you why it's so much fun to do? That I just wanted to make sure. I think I'm ruining the.
Yeah, we should probably stop.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr.
Oh, he's back.
And
he's
right
redoing
the
show.
He should be going live.
Do you think he said something?
He was complaining about the recorder.
Right.
Yes, it does.
He was complaining about the recorder. I think he's just redoing it. I didn't know it was.
The reason
oh
for.
Oh my God!
But he's using the same.
Hold on. Shut the mic off. I thought his show. Get ready to turn that phone line back on. And by the way, for the people that don't understand, because I know that was a character, Barbara, dumb fuck from Woodland Hills.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we all know what the bit is. Bill called in maybe to say he called into our show, but then we didn't answer. He goes, I'll record my show. He doesn't realize he left his phone on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We're hearing his show. So what were we just doing? What was I just doing? Please, I'm sorry.
No, you were just saying what Bill's doing. Like, he's, he left his phone on.
Yeah, but what was the next thing we were going to do?
How would I know that?
I don't know. I was hoping you did. You should have seen the look in your face. And Todd, how would I know that? I thought maybe I started talking about it. I thought I started talking about it, but I did, but just in my head.
Oh,
you were so close.
Fuck. Wait, do you have it written down there?
No. We're going to do something with Bill Burr again. I was having so much fun doing the bit.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I was having so much fun picturing Bill Burr. He's answering the phone.
Hold on. No. Oh, wait. Hold on. Actually,
we've definitely hit an all-time low.
No. Eric actually says that he has audio. Bill did the similar thing where he was getting...
Oh, I got it!
No.
I got it! Ah, yes, motherfucker! Shit! I was going to do the bit where I set it up and then go... Where then we say, oh, my God, he must be redoing his show. I thought he had lived it. It seems like he's just repeating exactly
Oh,
what
that's
he's...
funny. Let's do that.
Okay, so that...
Yeah, let's do that.
All right,
let's
I'm good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're great.
So here we go. Back into the bit. Right?
So this is him re-recording his show.
Oh, my God. So let's go back in. So that's what we established. And I thought he was just, like, play a little of this.
Yeah.
I thought he was... Okay, so we call him back, and we're like, let's turn on the phone again. And this is when we realize, you know, well, let's play it first.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr.
What?
And right off the bat,
exactly what he said.
Going like, well, this sounds
a lot... Oh, my God, I figured out. Turn his phone off. He's recording the show. We all agree about that, right?
Yeah, totally.
Remember he was complaining about his shitty recorder?
Right.
He's redoing the show. But it's...
Oh,
seems like he repeats.
At first he left a message, and now he thinks he figured out the recorder, so he's redoing the show.
No, he never realized. He probably realized. Look, we're tuning in and tuning out. So what must have happened was he was like, "Motherfucker, I didn't record all this," and he's redoing it.
Yeah,
does this make sense?
Yeah, totally.
But I didn't realize how much he stayed to a script. Seems like he's repeating. Like, listen right. to him. Doesn't it seem like he said this stuff before? I mean, look, he's definitely re-recording the show. We have to put our two senses together here. Because he's saying all the same thing over again. It's not even from a different angle. Like, I get it. You have to hit all the same beats again. All right, I got to talk about this. I want to talk about the football game. But it's like, it sounds like it's... Well, just listen.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr. And
yeah, see?
Right off the bat, you should be going like, well, this sounds a lot different than all the other ones. Yes,
no.
It does.
Listen to how he talks about the recorder.
There's exactly a reason the for that.
Exactly.
The reason for it is because the... Handy Recorder H4NR by Zoom.
And this is when he brings in the elephant music, if I remember correctly.
Handy Recorder.
Oh, here it is, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Diva, hunk of shit.
That's exactly what he said before.
And it's non-existent
digital ass.
This
is weird. I like Bill Burr, but this is... I thought he had...
Problems with this thing.
I thought it was like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Give me a fucking memory card.
Not Byron Allen.
Like just over a podcaster every fucking goddamn week.
Yeah, and honestly, you know what? You know what? I fucked it up again. I'm starting it over again. Fuck it. I'm doing it again, all right?
Oh, now we're really doing the bit.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck it. I'm doing it again. God damn it. I fucked this goddamn thing up two fucking times in a row. We're doing it again. I have to nail the line about the fucking recorder and
hey,
how it's a hunk
going
of
on?
Shit.
It's Bill Burr. And right off the bat, you should be going like, well, this sounds a lot different than all the other ones.
No.
Yes, no.
It doesn't.
Well, no. No one else is going to hear this.
Reason for that.
Do you
reason
get what we're here? Do you get that we're...
Because the...
Turn his phone off over there. Okay. All right. Do you understand what's going on? He doesn't understand that he's... We're just hearing him at his house, basically. He's redoing the show. Well, we just heard him where he goes, the fucking recorder.
Yeah.
I'm a little lost in this bit, but
yeah,
you know,
I think
it doesn't matter. We're taking it in a little bit of a direction, but as long as we point it out, I think our audience, we started it over again. But it's all good. Everybody listening gets the gist. I feel the fact that we said something lets them go, okay, they realize they got lost too. And
of course.
I bet everybody listening is like, we're with you though. We get the gist of the bit and back into it.
We're doing great.
Okay, so he's doing the show again. I thought he...
Wait, so he thinks that he's doing it in his recorder, but he's calling us.
No, he's doing it into his recorder. He's holding that recorder. He just doesn't know.
But
his phone is in his pocket. He pocket dialed us.
Exactly.
Does that explain it to
exactly.
you?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Right. I had in my mind...
Does
like,
that explain it to you, you
we
moron?
Came here and...
Hey, by the way,
know.
He doesn't... Don't. That's not very nice. Eric is like a human being.
I'm almost one.
All right, I think I'm tired of that bit.
Yeah, I think we.
But let's turn. Let's just turn his phone. I just remember what I said before.
We can check in later.
I love checking in. You know what's fun about checking in? Same thing I said before. Every time it makes me up. All you do is you just. Can we check in real quick? I love you know.
Yeah.
Try to bring it in. Can you listen on your headphones? Come in the middle of something because it almost is what I love about it. You don't even know what he's talking about, but you go, he's probably right, or I probably agree. Just the frustration and the anger is funny. Turn his phone line on.
I bought a fucking flowers. I ordered them on fucking Tuesday, and they're not even there by fucking Valentine's Day. I look like a fucking I'll chip off the old fucking block of wood. These goddamn cunts. I gotta get my girl some fucking
I turn his phone light off. Oh, my God. It's funny. All right, let's do this. We're going to go in. What should we do? Should we try to do two shows today?
I like that.
Yeah, why not?
I love that.
We have the stuff.
I think we're on a fucking roll.
I think you are, too.
Oh, wow.
Very
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you lead. I'm going to let you take control now, Lee, because I'm going to – what's your name?
Blair Exler.
Don't be funny. I wish we could end with you doing a yelling thing. But we'll see how I feel or how you feel.
Yeah. I might need surgery. Anyway, we'll get to that in the second.
All right, I'm
going to
let you take control now.
Okay.
I mean, not really.
No, of course
I'm
not.
I'm fine. If I ever...
No, you're not an idiot.
How'd you do when I went to the bathroom before?
I thought it went well.
I think it went...
It went fine.
Okay. Let's do an episode of The Unmentionables.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, I was at the... remember when you yell to the right of the mic.
Wait, Todd, can I do it to the left?
Yeah, you can do it to the
All
left.
Right, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't help but turn.
Todd, real quick, can I do it over the mic?
I'd rather you do it.
Like, over this way?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Turn on Bill's mic. I'm sorry. I just got to hear what he's doing in there. I'm sorry.
God, fucking 2-1. 2-1. The line was -1.5. And it's fucking 2-1. I bet the goddamn fucking over. I'm down $14 goddamn dollars to fucking Quincy over here. Hey, oh, more. Fuck you, Quincy.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it a lot.
The Godfather.
Mama-san.
I have to watch the whole movie and figure out where the fuck I'm getting Mama-san from. Because somebody said there's no Mama-san in the whole goddamn movie.
That's great.
I think it's mother's son, maybe. It's my mother's son. It's my mother's son. I like Bill Burr. Yeah, I don't like no comics, but I like Bill Burr. He doesn't hurt children or women.
and those are my only two qualifications like for liking someone.
The mafia. Isn't that the deal with the mafia? I said that last week. Was that right? You don't hurt children or women?
Right. I don't know.
What if you go, how old are you? I'm 14. 13, they're adults. That was a Jew. He's 14. Yeah, it sucks. I should have asked his birthday. I should have asked his birthday. Maybe if it was close, I would have let him slide.
It depends if it's a state law or a federal law as to when they're legally allowed to serve in the army or drink alcohol. Cause some.
I do feel like our parents are away, and I just want it to be fun for our listeners too.
We're being silly as shit.
I think it is. It should be fun for you.
You should honestly do something that you don't normally.
Yeah,
do.
Turn the lights out.
Make
I don't
it
give
healthy.
A shit.
Yeah. Go to your bed. You know how it's made right now. Tear the sheets off.
Hello? I don't recommend anyone messes up their bed.
All right. Well, that's too crazy for you?
Well, I like things orderly. I'd rather picture someone sitting in an immaculate house.
Oh, you're right.
But whatever your house is fine, as long as you're comfortable.
I thought you were a shock jock.
Come on. Hey, don't make it. All right, not enough. If Chris was here, I never thought I wish Chris was here for order. Or maybe you like it, the people. I'm going to go now an episode. We got to put some production to it.
And now, another episode of The Unmentionables. That was good. If Chris is... hello? Were you paying attention?
Yeah, it's another episode of The Unmentionables.
What are you writing down over there?
A tweet.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Let's see how great it is.
The San
I go into it very negatively. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Of course, yeah.
Let's
this
hear
is
how
kill
great
now.
It is.
The San Diego Chargers. Now, there's a bunch of shock jocks.
Okay.
Because their logo is a lightning bolt. Can I play that after my tweet?
Yes. Tell people to. Okay, listen. Stop. We're good.
Great.
We have to. We never know where to break the show. So let's do something now that's really. You know, I'm putting the pressure on you. This could be the breaking point.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to start saying goodbye to people, even though we're really not saying goodbye.
See you later.
Until tomorrow. No, so let's do the unmentionables. But I thought that, to tell you the truth, Brian, Kevin, shit.
You know what's funny is that you knew, you said, I know I'm going to call you Brian later.
I know. I don't know why. Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have Twitter?
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, please.
So, or say it to him and then he'll repeat it. 420 Bin Laden 69. You know what? Sorry. Is it really?
It's 420 Bin Laden 69. I remember seeing that. That was so funny.
That's hilarious.
That's the funniest Twitter handle out there. 420 Bin Laden 69.
I wish I had a song that said, I care. I really care.
I care.
I care.
That's so funny.
Okay. Oh, well, here's what I was saying. That
the unmentionables.
I thought that he appreciated it. That Kevin appreciated the little thing I put together, and I don't think I got anything from you. Like, I go, let me, because I wanted to have give an intro to the bit. Now, I don't know this board that well, but I look, sit over here, and I do this, and I press my little machine over here, and let me show you what I did before, and then we're going to pause it and say maybe you ignored some really nice last minute work. Because I genuinely went to George Carlin. Now, not to George Carlin, that I'm serious how I'm this upset about it.
Right.
But to George Carlin, I was impressed. Like, I did go inward and go, that
by
was
what you
pretty
did, yeah.
fucking good well, to George Carlin. I looked over and you were like, hey, that was, you know, I don't know. I just, Chris didn't leave me with that much, purposely. I'm starting to figure out what he did.
He wants to make himself valuable.
Oh, you'll be fine. You won't need any of the stuff I use every week. That's what he told me. And he didn't really tell me that, but that is funny. So I look over here. I go, what can I do?
And now, another episode of The Unmentionables.
And nothing?
That's fucking great.
And you're writing your cockamamie, half-ass, dumb tweet.
You know what I thought, Todd? I thought that was a pre-recorded thing that you paid for.
And it wasn't. Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I think that's
well,
why.
Hey, wait, am I the judge that gets flattered easy?
Yeah, very
well,
much.
I do declare... No, did you really, though?
Yeah. I need the compliment.
I want to do the bit, but no, seriously, did you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can't ask. The only way to prove I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I... I swear to God.
Do it again.
No, because I... The only way to prove that I don't care whether you thought that was a great thing is not really get an answer from you.
You're right.
But I do care.
I don't care.
No, well,
Todd, do you care or do you not care?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I really don't care.
All right, so I just won't say it again.
I don't care.
All right, enough. See how I know what you're thinking at home?
I loved it.
You know, sometimes on Family Guy, I feel they don't go on as long as they could have. I hope I didn't do that to you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I did.
Todd Glass Show.
No, my instincts are right. Okay. Here we go. Let's do it again here.
And now, another episode of The Unmentionables.
I'm going to go to the store this afternoon. Do you need anything?
Nah, I mean, I think I'm good, right? Do I mean, what are you going
to
get?
No, I just have to get some, I have to get some boxer shorts.
What?
What?
You have to get fucking what?
I...
What are you getting?
I have to get...
Cover my ears. Don't say it. Don't
what?
Say it. You just have to get it.
I had to get boxer shorts. What are you... What's wrong? I can't say just... boxer shorts.
What? You don't mention those.
What are you talking
you
about?
Don't mention them. Not even casually.
You kidding me?
No, you just go out and buy them. You hide them in a black
bag.
You know how you
show throw this person in this bit into a convulsion?
How?
I know the levels. You have to take it. Okay, here we go. So this is just at boxers.
And now back after some direction with the rest of the episode of The Unmentionables. Yeah, so anyway,
I'm just going to go over to the store. I have to get I have to get some underwear.
What?
I have to get some underwear.
No,
No!
Yeah.
No!
I have to get underwear.
No, shut up!
What do you mean?
Child, say it again!
Underwear?
No, no!
Are you shitting me?
No!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No!
Underwear?
No! Stop it! Stop! No! No! Shh! Shh!
Would you be more comfortable?
Shh! Don't. Oh, my. Mention it. Don't mention it. Just get it. Don't say the word.
Now to a final installment of Unmentionables. How unmentionable will they go? What will happen?
I'm going to go to the store. So do you need anything?
No. I mean, get whatever you need to get, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, I just have to. I wanted to know if you need anything. I have to pick up a jock strap.
You see this? It's a fucking gun in my head!
What?
You mentioned that!
I have to get a jock strap.
Oh, boy! Click cleaning the goddamn carabiner with the fucking gun! You don't mention that!
I don't what?
You don't mention it!
It's what do you mean I don't mention
you
it?
You don't even say it in
a
passing.
A jock strap? I'm a full-grown adult.
Click! It misfired! I wanted to put a goddamn...
Why? It's unmentionable?
You don't even... You don't even allude to it.
Are you being serious?
To God.
Why? What's wrong with mentioning it? What does it do wrong? What does underwear do wrong?
Oh, my... Don't.
Okay, I have to get unmentionables. Do you need anything? I'm picking up unmentionables. Can't believe a jock strap's unmentionable. A jock strap.
Bang, 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 bang.
Do you need anything while I'm there?
Yeah, just a thong.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're halfway through the Todd Glass Show, with the second half possibly being not as long or as good.
What a tease.
But it's part two. Set your expectations low and expect a shit ton more.
Take that bar, put it on the ground. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. You know what I heard? People are playing a drinking game during the show.
Really?
Now, I don't want to say what it was. Actually, I got one email from some kids that go to school at University of Miami in Ohio. And they said that every time... See, here's the thing. Now I don't want to be aware of it. So part of me said, don't say it. But then I love that anybody's doing it. The fact that one person is playing the game. If I say, by the way... I have the email and I don't have it with me. If I go, oh, by the way, they have to... Now, by the way... Oh, I swear to fucking God to George Carlin, I just did that by accident. I said, by the way...
Oh, is that when they drink?
Yes.
You know, if we
but
wanted
to. But do you understand that wasn't like, I don't mean to make that big of a deal about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course.
But so if
it was accidental.
I want to have a safe drinking game. Like if people are going to do, now I get to make the rules. So if you're doing it, I don't want to be a part of like, and believe me, I like to smoke and I like to drink, but I want it to be a sensible drinking game. You know, so here's what it is. Every time that I say any of the words that you've chosen, I'll re-get the email and find out what they're. I think it's by the way and... Everything's going to be fine is a certain different amount to drink. So I say you play with a thimble. And every time, you know, that way you feel like, you got to do it. But no one's, you know, getting in car accidents.
Dad, it's the devil. I have a thing to tell you. You know, we can kill these kids if we say too much drinking stuff.
I don't get it.
If you say, by the way, by the way, by the way.
Oh, by the way, by the way. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
The devil.
No, you can't
I'm
do that.
The devil, I can do whatever I want.
Can I tell you, you're freaking me out.
Am I?
I want you to do it to George Carlin. Okay. I want you to stay in the bit, but it is scaring me. Because I am thinking somewhere there might be someone playing the game. And like, what if you are the devil and you go, "You, oh my God, you're making me say it.
Let's make the compromise.
Oh my God.
Yes. Dad, it's
by the way, by the way, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they just got
oh, my God, what are you making me do?
You just made a girl make out with a boy she didn't want to.
By the way, by the way, by the way.
Stop it!
Oh, they're throwing up on each other's genitals now.
What? Now I'm nervous.
This is good shit.
Oh, because, by the way, by the way.
Yeah,
because
they're drinking
Oh, because they're all drinking so much?
Yes. Yes, very good.
Hold on, you know what?
Now let's...
This is the end of the show. We'll be back.
Yes.
With part two of the Todd Glass Show.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.